My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Now, the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima give their thoughts on what you might have missed about last night.
Incredible come-from-behind win yesterday that had the people that were at the Guardians game going absolutely bonkers yesterday. It was a thrill, especially after what happened in the seventh when they loaded them up and Jose Ramirez could not deliver. Even though they did get one run, they came back in the eighth after the Naylor double and had that two-run blast from Kyle Manzardo. It was a thing of beauty. First of all, Kenny, were you feeling like they were in big-time trouble after they did not come through in the seventh?
Oh, my God. When they got, like, one out of them, like, ah, oh, this is going to be one of those teeth-pulling 3-2 losses. Then Kyle Manzardo steps in, does what he does. Well, not really does what he does, but, I mean, comes through in the clutch for us, and, man, my God, what a great win. What a great feeling.
Yeah, and he's somebody who I think a lot of fans wanted to see much more of a lot earlier, and they were being stubborn. And this is, if there is one complaint I think a lot of fans have had, not just this year, you know, it has been with getting the young guys up. Now, of course, he was up earlier, then went away, and then he came back. Just felt like this team needed that jolt probably a month earlier than they ended up getting it. Be that as it may, he talked about his approach in the eighth.
I mean, just going up there, kind of watching the film, I guess knowing that Jax likes to use the fastball kind of up and in. I went up there and kind of just keyholed that spot. The off-speed stuff's tough. Fastball's good. So I kind of wanted to just get in there and try to jump a heater.
It was majestic. That was one of those towering blasts where immediately, and we were talking about Josh Naylor kind of watching that thing from second. It was just something to behold. And it's like those are the moments, right? Those
yes.
are the moments under the lights this month that I do think get people wrapped up. Kind of a reminder like, hey, this time of the year can be so much fun in baseball, especially if your team really grabs a hold of the moment. And they did that last night.
And according to Mitch, Griffin Jax, which sounds like an independent wrestler, has not given up a home run since July 21st.
Neither has his brother Garrett.
Wait, which one? Griffin Jax was the one who pitched last night.
Did say Garrett in the...
Oh, well,
it's on me.
I'm glad I got it right, boy. You know what? You guys want to bust my ass for watching so much baseball this year, uh-huh. That's a mistake 2021 Ken would have made, not 2024 Ken.
Did you see Naylor's reaction to the home run?
Yeah, where he was standing on second. Stood there on second.
It was amazing. It was amazing.
Arms in the air. It was amazing.
And that's what I mean. I know we were just talking about, hey, are fans going to rally around this team? Are they going to fill that place up again? Man, moments like that, those are the ones that get people absolutely coming back to the ballpark.
I don't mean to belabor something. Does he really have a brother named Garrett, or was that just a mess? Oh, okay.
Yeah,
all right, I'm just, sorry. I was like, he has a brother named Garrett? Okay, never mind. Go ahead, Tone.
Okay. Enough of that.
We can look it up. We'll check his Wikipedia page. Meanwhile, Manuel Class A came in again. Had two strikeouts, another save. His ERA, ladies and gentlemen, at .65. Now, I don't know if you've ever had, Kenny, a public stance on closers having a chance to win the Cy Young. I know we've talked about it, obviously, because we wanted to get people fired up. We wanted to start a narrative and get a conversation going so that this would be taken seriously. It certainly seems like over the last 4 weeks, more people are giving it credence. Overall, I would say I don't love closers really winning the Cy Young Award. It never really felt proper to me. But this year, who's supposed to win this damn award?
Well, I never had passion against him winning a Cy Young or a closer winning a Cy Young. I think, though, that it's starting to sneak up on me a little bit, almost like Stefanski winning Coach of the Year. Like, I didn't think that Stefanski really had a chance to win Coach of the Year. I'm like, they're not going to give it to him twice. It's going to be D'Amico Ryans or somebody else. And then when he won Coach of the Year, I'm like, man, he's really good. Like right before he got it, I'm like, man, he's got a real shot to win Coach of the Year. This is pretty incredible here. And I think it kind of did the same thing. Like, I just told myself that there wasn't going to be much of a chance for him to win Cy Young, and it seems like this is creeping up because of just how dominant he's been down the stretch.
Yeah, it's a guarantee. I hate to say that because we know what can happen, especially come October in the playoffs. But right now, he comes in the game, it's a guarantee. Meanwhile, Kenny, bad news. Bad news. I know you were holding out hope as recently as last week.
This is unfortunate. This is unfortunate.
This stinks. We got the injury update, and it was not the one any of us wanted on David Bell.
We've talked about injuries many times, and they're no fun. Nobody likes them, particularly ones like this that can end the season. So feel badly for David. I know his teammates feel badly for him. He will bounce back, but he's a guy that is a big part of this football team. He'll be here. I'm sure as he rehabs and, you know, can provide that steady hand as well, even just in this building.
Kenny, disappointing.
It's just a shame. It's an absolute shame. You know, I wear it. I've been wrong before. I'll be wrong again. I wear that one.
He had three catches in the game. And again, it was an odd game just passing-wise after that first drive. But between Judy, you know, making those great adjustments, kind of the scramble drill, and then David Bell making himself available and actually catching the football, that one was tough because it felt like you have a few of those types of games. Maybe you can work your way back into, you know, the scheme of things with this football team, which I know you were very hopeful for.
I was. You know, it's a difficult situation that we play through here. We will figure it out as time goes on.
Ken's flag is at half staff this morning. Meanwhile, game last night that you could hear on Sports Radio 92.3.
He's probably done with the Browns, isn't he?
I didn't want to say it.
Well, that's a shame.
Didn't want to say it. The Atlanta Falcons left with time on the clock, and Kirk Cousins, they forge a road comeback victory on Monday Night Football, 22-21. The victory. Now, the Eagles had their shot to seal the deal. They were driving deep in Atlanta territory, third down and three, and Nick Sirianni calls a pass play. Sound familiar? Jalen Hurts throws the ball to Saquon Barkley. It goes off his hands. He easily would have had a first down and more. Here's Saquon Barkley lamenting the drop.
Let my team down today. Shouldn't have put the defense in that position. Made that catch. Game's over. Relaxed. Went back to my old habits and just got to go back and get back to work.
Any parallels, Kenny? I saw some Browns fans pointing that out last night. That pass was on him. It was as easy a catch as you would ever have.
I mean, no. We won the damn game. I don't want to hear any parallels on it. We won our damn game. I don't want to hear nothing. I don't understand it. Mitch sends this thing. Oh, this is the thing Browns fans were talking about. No, we won. That was the difference.
Yeah, that is that's kind of a big difference.
We won.
The fact that, you know, it does seem like in this league, teams are definitely thinking about ways to run out of clock very differently than when we were younger. When we were younger, it's a guaranteed run. If the other team is out of timeouts or if you are in a position to try to milk that clock, it was a run almost 100% of the time. And now things have definitely changed in that league.
Yes, it certainly has.
All right, but that's it.
Ours finished off. Already? Oh, my goodness. We are. We are up against it.
Look at the time.
We had a lot of fun. Look at the time. That's what happens when you're having fun.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.